Urachat. Notlin Yadayim Ve'ein Mivarkin Al HaNetila. Most Haggadahs have, by Urachat, after Kiddush, you wash your hands and you do not make a bracha of Al Netila Shadayim. So, to understand what the directions means, we have to go back. We all are familiar with the halacha of washing Netila Shadayim before bread. That we still do today. All agree that before eating bread, one has to make Netila Shadayim. Benamotzi. However, the Gemara in Pesachim on Kuf Tez Vav, Omen Aleph talks about another halacha. A davar shetibolo b'mashke. Something which is dipped into, let's say, one of the Zion, the seven liquids that would require hand washing due to the issues of Tumah v'Taira, ritual purity, impurity. And the question is, so everyone agrees back then, you had to wash your hands for bread, you wash your hands before you had a wet vegetable, a wet fruit. The Shaila is Bizman Hazeh, post-temple, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so this does the halacha of, since ritual purity doesn't apply many of the halachas, what about this halacha of washing on the davar shetibul of a mashka? This is a major machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos and in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perekhes Halach Aleph and Brachos Perek Vav Halach Aleph, that he says it's mandatory even in Bizman Hazeh. And the Vilna Gaon goes with the Rambam, and then mandatory, it's the same. You wash with a bracha. And Tosfos seems to say the whole halacha doesn't apply anymore. So you have a major machlokas rishonim. So therefore some bring down a compromise rule. Therefore, that's where we come. We wash without a bracha, because according to the Rambam, we should even make a bracha. According to Tosfos, we don't wash at all. So perhaps suffik brachos lahakel. So that's the practice all for those who are makbid. And if you're a grunik, even gra even makes a bracha bizman hazeh, but most don't make a bracha. And many don't even wash at all, like Tosfos. In fact, sometimes it happens. I wash without a bracha, but sometimes you automatically make a bracha. So even if you made a bracha, at least post facto, you have to rely on the shita of the Gra and the Rambam. So either way, that's the practice. So how does that fit in with the practice? So everyone, whatever your practice is all year round, when it comes to Urachat, meaning you're washing your hands before, because the karpash, you're going to dip the carpets into the salt water. So it says you wash your hands without a bracha. So the Taz writes, see, it's a criticism to those who don't follow this practice all year round. Really, you should be washing your hands all year round. The same way that's what you should be doing all year round. You should be dipping, when you dip something in one of the Zion Mashkin, you should be washing your hands without a bracha. So the Taz learns this as the criticism. However, so really, according to the Taz, it's midin netila shadayim, you have to wash. And when the suffik bracha so hakel. However, not all poskim agree with this. Why? So according to them, if it's not midin netila shadayim, why are we washing our hands to El Pesach? So some say it's a din of yantif, the prima gadda brings down, you know, symbolically to, you know, we're supposed to have a higher level of purity. But, and others point out, some say it's a issue of getting the kids to ask questions, the Chog Yaakov, others, that's what many bring down, the whole purpose. See, look, all year round we don't wash our hands before the wet fruit. And this we do another question for the kids to ask. And the Tziv has a famous answer in the Hakdama to his Haggadah Imrei Shefer, where he says, many things we do the night of Pesach are Zecher LaMikdash. So therefore, that's why we wear a kittel, which is a discussion, why do we wear a kittel? Do we wear a kittel because it's to remind us of Misa, and therefore We have all the china taken out, so we want to, like, just, you know, get a balance. Don't be overly besimcha. It's still an avodah. So therefore, that's why we, or others say no, like the Gra, is because the Kohanim used to wear the white when they bit the Karbano, so therefore, we also wear a white kittel, so that's Zecher Lemikdash. We say, Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Why, we're looking Zecher Lemikdash. So therefore, as well, he's saying, we wash our hands, Urchat, to Zecher Lemikdash, to the halachas that, because of the night of Pesach, we don't do necessarily, you know, all year round. So there are basically two schools of thought on, and within the two schools you have different details, but whether, are we washing our hands the night of Pesach, is that something we should be doing all year round? It's midin the tilos yodayim, like the Taz says, or no? Really, meikarai din, you don't need to, we pass in like Tosfos. We do it Zecher LeMikdash, we do it to get the kids to ask questions. So the question is, my nafkamina, what's the practical difference? Either way, all are washing their hands the night of Pesach. So what's the difference if I'm doing it like the Netzivrit Zecher LeMikdash, or I'm doing it like the Taz says, Midin Netila Shadayim. So, because there's a discussion that, let's say you eat less than a kezias, so there's a discussion in general, if you have less than a kezias of bread, you have to wash. So therefore, if you eat less than a kezias of karpas, so if it's midin netilas shadayim, so if you're having a small amount of karpas, so maybe you wouldn't have to wash. If it's midin getting the kids to ask questions, or tzeich lemikdash, you would wash. Or, again, so according to the Gra's reason, if it's midin, you know, of course you can make, he would hold you make a bracha also, but he made a bracha all the time. But if Zecher LeMikdash, you wouldn't need to make a bracha, nah. But another distinction is, there's a, whether the old minhag, when I was growing up, it's hard to say standard minhag because I was only in my house, but many people had the Baal HaBas, this washed their hands and not everyone else. So that's what the Ritva and the Avidrum say, every member of the Seder has to wash. And the Mario quotes the opinion that only the leader washes. So what's the Nekudas HaMachogas? So the Svi Pesach Frank in the Megorai Kodesh points out, if Ochartz is to, you wash in Kedavash or Tuva Mashkas, then everyone has to wash. But if it's to pique the kid's interest or Zeichu HaMikdash, then one person washing can do the trick. And as well as, let's say you use one of the things that aren't Zayin Mashkin. So if it's Midin Netilas Shadayim, you don't have to wash. But if it's Zecher LeMikdash, why not? Or if someone uses a fork, so if using a fork, Midin Netilas Shadayim, you don't need to wash. But if it's Zecher LeMikdash, you do. So it comes out Kulas and Chumras. So the bottom line is, our meaning is no Linyada. We wash our hands without a bracha. According to Taz, that's what we should be doing all the time. According to the Gra, you should be doing with a bracha. So it's either two possibilities. We're doing a Midin Netilas Shadayim, or I'm doing a Zecher LeMikdash or the kids. My nafkamina, there's a Midin Netilas Shadayim, so then I left this one out. Could you wear a ring? Like, could you take your ring? Do you have to take, assuming you take your ring off in Netilas Shadayim in general, that's a separate discussion. So then, with that, in terms of Midin Hefsek, if it's Midin Netilas Shadayim, it's an issue, whatever the conclusion is, at least it's a discussion. If it's Zecher LeMikdash, there's no chatzitza problem. If you use a fork, so therefore you don't need Alas Netilas Shadayim to wash, but Alas Zecher LeMikdash you would. Does one person have to wash if it's a Zecher LeMikdash or the kids, but if it's a Din Tibbol B'Mashka, everyone has to wash. So you have the different reasons, and then, you know, whether if it's one of the non-Zayim Mashkin, so those are the different nafkaminas, whether everyone would have to wash. Everyone agrees someone has to wash at the table. The question is whether one person or everyone does. And then, when would there be? There'll be kulas and chumras depending on which issue you say. The reason is, if it's zechul and mikdash for the kids or for the netilas yadayim, so anything that involves dinin netilas yadayim would apply. So on one hand, there'll be a chumra of chatzitza, but then you wouldn't have to wash if you use a fork or you use one of the non-dayim ashkin. But if it's zechul and mikdash, you don't have to worry about chatzitza, but all the other reasons, you know, or you don't have to worry about everyone washing, but you worry about, you do it in order, whatever is going to get the kids to ask the question.